I can hear you. With that, Jeffrey, 2 week hiatus. It is July. We are in July. July 1st. We have officially completed 6 months of 2021 with nary a podcast. By the way, Jeff, last week, episode number 150, the unofficial number, because we have other episodes, if you've all been paying attention to this pod, the, you know, we'll have the winter special, the holiday movie special, the soccer special. Oh, we're getting to that, Jeff. Don't worry. Rundown being typed up still as we speak. Didn't even get so much fancy stuff last episode, so we're diving deep into that today. It's beautiful out. When I say beautiful, it's 95. I think Seattle melted a couple days ago. And really, just fireworks going off next to you, Jeff. Hope you're okay. It's going to be a big weekend. How are you, Jeff?
Well, as always, hiatuses be darned. I'm excited to be here. July 4th weekend. You know, a little bit of America sending people off into their weekend, right? Yeah, I don't know how much fireworks will be happening out here. It's quite dry and in a high fire area. So, not much. The weather's nice out here in California. But I do have a saga to tell, Will, right off the bat. Jose, loyal listener, loyal Twitter aficionado, rallier of the troops. On Thursday or Wednesday last week, I, at my lunch break, was like, I'm going to go get a car wash, and I'm going to go to Wingstop, because it's right next to the car wash, and not only get lunch, you know, pick up the gift card for Jose.
Spoiler alert. Oh, my. Okay.
Sorry about that, Jose. It's coming. But I was in line in the car wash for over an hour.
Wow.
And obviously could not get the Wingstop because I had to get back for meetings. And so I drove by it. I waved. I said, one day I will walk in there and procure a gift card for Jose. So I just want Jose to know that he is a man of the pod and man of the people, that we are making efforts. Okay. We do not renege on our promises here at All the Feels Fantasy Podcast at ATF Fantasy on Twitter.
Well, he saw the tweets. We attempted to procure, as you've subtly put, the gift card online. But Wingstop, I mean, a national chain? You can't buy online gift cards? What is this nonsense? I mean, come on, this isn't 2001. We're in 2021. Let me buy a freaking gift card online. The only way you could do it is if you go on Amazon, and they were sold out. I was very confused. And you can't even make your own denomination. You know what I mean? You got to choose a set. You can't just, you know, whatever. So it is coming, Jose. The patience will be rewarded. Patience is a virtue, which you so certainly have, because you've been very quiet as opposed to what Scotty has been saying. The streets have been talking. What do you got going on, Jeff, for July 4th?
It's going to be an action-packed weekend, I guess. Whoa. As much as it can be for someone with a 10-week-old and a 2.5-year-old, I guess almost 3-year-old at this point. It's at a weird transition phase where we're 3 months out. So he's not 2.5, but he's not 3. So he's at the interesting point. So there's like community events we're going to. There's like little parades, you know, dress up in patriotic garb and, you know, wave some flags, walk around. I don't know, probably singing I'm Proud to Be American and, I don't know, national anthem or something. But I don't know if you saw an interest in the saga in the group chat about the July 4th absolute, you know, are we going to Armas's, are we not? You know, we'll see. I guess that's the tease for the next pod. We'll see.
I don't know. Is that the group chat I'm in, or is that the other group chat?
The group chat you're in.
Oh, okay.
Where Muff essentially baited Armas to have a July 4th and then made plans promptly after. So. But speaking of group chats, there were, I forget the platform, I believe Snapchats of you and the Grovers and an ocean setting. Wanted to just get a little bit more insight. Where were you guys at? How did that come together? How was the experience?
So it kind of sucked because he had mentioned to me back beginning of May that he was planning a trip out to one of the beaches in Carolina for like a family reunion or something along the lines of that. And then then kind of just never mentioned it again until he landed. You know, both, you know, on our, because I remember even looking, because he had texted me other things, you know, about what's going on in our lives, but while, you know, right above the text thread, it says, hey, I'm coming June 20th, whatever. Never yeah. really looking at that text. Also, it was Father's Day, so I was supposed to have that day off, and then I ended up letting a manager have the day off because, you know, he's a dad, I'm not, so I worked for him. If I had remembered that the Grovers were coming to the beach, I wouldn't have switched. I would have driven out to the yeah. beach that day. Lo and behold, I still made plans to kind of just, it's a 3.5 hour drive. I drove over there at like, I left here at like 7 a.m, got to the Grovers about, it was probably like 11 a.m, beach house over there, and immediately started drinking, knowing that I would be driving home later that night because I worked the next morning. So oh, no. I went out there for one day, but it was great. Like, as much as I miss, you know, California and all that stuff, as you remember about Miami, the water Miami. Is just so warm over here. So went to the beach with the Groves, Jenna and Kurt, and then saw, of course, Kyle and grown-up Cody and a bunch of kids running around. Cody, of course, talking about how he always goes 120 down Antonio. Muff always sees him doing that. He gets insulted that people say he has a Mustang when I think he has a, or I forget what it is. He either has a Mustang and people say he has a Dodge, or he has a Dodge and people say he has a Mustang. I forget which one it is. He gets very insulted by that. But a lot of fun. And I kind of wrote in the group chat about Monopoly, whatever. Monopoly Deal, Monopoly Go, or whatever it is. It's like a card game version of Monopoly. The Grovers are addicted to it. I mean, that's all they play. And I played it there. I played a round of that when I was there. And of course, just like Google listens to everything you do, Lebatard Show, like the very next day, one of the hosts was talking about the Monopoly card game. And I was like, whoa. Really weird coincidence. But it was really
Monopoly
fun.
Monopoly Deal?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Okay. I don't know. It's just a card game. I don't know. But, man, it was a good time. They got some food. They treated me nice and got a nice tan while I was out there. And drank some Red Stripe, by the way. That was the drink of choice while over there.
Huh. Like a island vibe, I guess, right?
I guess so. But it was really great. Had a great time and wish it could have lasted longer, but circumstances be damned. Still made it happen.
Well, you know, that's the type of commitment and Musk you bring to it, you know. 3.5 hours be darned. So was it North or South Carolina at that point?
It is North Carolina. It's like just a straight shot east. Like just going to the, it was Holden Beach, but it's like there's Carolina Beach, Holden Beach, Wrightsville Beach, Wilmington, and then when you get to South Carolina, that's when you get to like North Myrtle Beach and stuff like that.
Got it.
Yep. But now we are just digressing.
Geography pod.
Yeah, save it for the geo pod. Before we get into business, I just want to talk about some music real quick because I already see your first thing too, is why you said Pandora. So I don't know. I've been getting into like the roots of my high school / early college years of music because I've been missing out on that stuff, you know. I think I've been texting you and Greg especially, but you know, just kind of just random stuff. And Ashley uses Spotify sometimes, so I can't go on Spotify. It's because we only have one account that we share. Yeah. So if she's on it, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So I'll go on Pandora. So I put on, I don't know why I did this. I was like, I'm just going to search a random band. And I did Atreyu Pandora. Mm. And just banger after banger. Ooh. I mean, and like I sent you one of the pictures, My Curse came on.
Yes.
Oh, which, I mean, I don't just go, I'm going to listen to My Curse by Killswitch Engage. I don't just think about that. Which is, you know, I think Pandora is kind of getting underrated now because you don't have to think, if that makes sense. You just put it on. And it was a mix of Killswitch, Atreyu, obviously, A Day to Remember, Bless the Fall, Haste the Day came up on it. So
just some riff McGee's.
Now you do have an interesting question. You said includes New Atreyu. New Atreyu did not come on.
Got it.
Or hasn't yet, anyway. It is Congregation of the Damned, The Curse, and Lead Sales so far. I've yet to see anything after. Congregation was the newest one out of those, right?
I think.
So out of those three, yeah. And then A Day to Remember has been all across the board, but mainly it was Homesick, and they also did Shot in the Dark. Right? That's a good one from that album.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Just want to shout out Pandora. I think, again, little underrated Pandora. I think it's been overlooked with the Spotify's and the on-demands and doing whatever you want to do kind of, you know, era of what we are right now.
Got it. Love where that's at. Probably going to go not download Pandora, but go to Atreyu and go to their radio and see how that compares. But again, I'm with you. You know, you got to get in touch with your roots. You got to stay true. And speaking of staying true, we'll get into the fantasy. This is going to be a heavy fantasy podcast. A lot of girth, a lot of musk. I saw something. I tweeted. I don't normally reply to things on the old Twitter. I'm more just a creeper. But when I saw this, I had to respond. You know, big fantasy, Yahoo, coming out. You know, we're obviously patrons of the Yahoo platform. Not that we're paying them any money, but we use their platform in multiple leagues. And their fantasy account, they did this thread where they haven't even completed it yet. Or at least as far as I've seen, they started ranking teams according to, and I get it, total fantasy points. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they started from the bottom and then they, you know, started working their way up. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that. You got your Lions, you got your Jags working their way up, you got your Bills. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, that's the bottom feeders. And then I
Bills.
Was like,
the Bills aren't one. Wait, what are you?
Sorry, not Bills.
Bears.
I meant Bears.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
And then I was like, 21, Chargers? and I was like, what? Wait. Okay, so the difference from last year to this year is Hunter Henry left, right? That's the only major offensive, I guess, skill position change. You get an Austin Eckler back, you know, Keenan Allen, perpetually underrated, might get into that a little bit later. But you got, and then Justin Herbert's consensus top 10 quarterback. So I was like, you got top 10 wide receiver and half PPR. You got a top 10 quarterback and half PPR, and you got a top 15 running back in half PPR, and in full he's top 10. So I don't understand. And you got Mike Williams for, you know, a couple games of explosion. So I was extremely confused by why teams like the Bengals and Broncos were rated above them. I did a little bit more thinking because it was, you know, PO-ing me that the Steelers, like, really? Big Ben, Herbert? No. I mean, yes, they have maybe some better, more wide receivers.
They don't. No, they don't. Whatever.
They have more. and then they have their rookie running back? Like, okay, no, get out of here. Washington football team, you got Scary Terry and Antonio Gibson, which, I mean, we'll get into that, but Fitzmagic definitely not above Herbert, so that seems to me to lean towards the Chargers. And I was like, 49ers? Like, huh? Like, who are you using? Debo? That's it? Who are you going to start at running back? Definitely like, no one near
okay.
Austin Eckler.
I see you're going with that one because 49ers, I was going to say 49ers might be more talented maybe overall, but in terms of like drafting wise, like, I think what you're going at right here, and I can totally see it, is Chargers number 21 in players you're going to draft? No. Like, they have five people you're probably drafting offensively, right? Eckler, Herbert.
Yeah.
Jared Cook's probably going to get drafted for some reason. Yeah. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, there. Like, who are you drafting on the Niners? No one's going to draft Jimmy G. Like, he's not going to be drafted. What running back? Mostert? Mostert will get drafted, but not. Like, hi, I already, and later on we'll show where he is getting drafted. Yeah, Debo Samuel and George Kittle. So that's four people. Like, you know.
It's just Kittle. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Bills, I can see just, well, no, I don't know, because what running back are you drafting from the Bills?
And this is where I think the exercise is flawed, right? Because if I take the entire, if I total the entire team, yes, the Bills probably have a better offense than the Chargers and total will have more fantasy points. But you're really only using Allen and Diggs. I mean, the running backs are going to be, who knows, on a week-to-week basis. You know, maybe
Cole they don't even Beasley have a tight end
contributor. You're not starting it. Yeah, I mean, so it, that's where it's like you have three starters on a week-to-week basis that, yes, maybe the entire team with the ancillary pieces won't score as much as the Bills, but in my mind, you have to weight those points more so because they're actually going to contribute to people's lineups on a week-to-week basis.
And you haven't even brought up the Saints yet, which I kind of cut you off there. I mean, and you can say the same thing about the Broncos too. These are teams that are question marks at quarterback. And yeah, if their quarterback isn't getting the ball to the playmakers to score fantasy points, how are they going to score fantasy points?
Yeah. How are they going to sustain drives?
Yeah, so yeah, having the Chargers at 21 is very interesting. This isn't, it shouldn't have, I think the way they, I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know how they did it because you could go offenses. Like, I could, if you want to just go offenses, maybe, because then you're thinking about offensive line or something. But if you want to go, sometimes the worst teams have the most fantasy points. Like, it's just a fact. Like, the Lions, Jared Goff might be a top 15 quarterback just because they're going to be terrible. You know, I'm not saying he's going to
garbage time.
Yeah, a lot of garbage time. I mean,
and I didn't even factor in the defense. I mean, Chargers defense definitely has to be startable, right? I mean, come on. Bias, Will.
Passionate.
Stay true to yourself and your friends. That's what I
kinda,
all say.
I mean, I don't know.
That.
It's kind of weird how the, I don't know, I kind of, like the Jaguars, I'm kind of thinking could be sleepy in terms of like fantasy points.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. You got your LaVisca Chenault.
And you're right, by the way. It's been Trevor 6 days. It's been 6 days since they've last updated this list.
Yeah.
So I guess
whoever's
maybe.
Whoever's running social over there.
Just, maybe they heard you. Jeff, let's just keep it moving here. What are we excited about this year? I mean, goodness gracious, 7 weeks away from like drafting fantasy. I mean, I don't know, right? We're in July now. Today is July 1st. Yeah. It's going to be getting there. You're going to mock drafts are hard and heavy now. Training camps will be starting soon and that'll bring injuries and all that. So that's cool. That's when the, you know, everything will really kind of go. And speaking of injuries, that's kind of a good little segue right there. That's one of my key things is where are all these players? This is what happens every year. Someone gets injured and then maybe they sneak away in the drafts the next season. People kind of forget who was hurt or maybe who sat out. Obviously this could be very bad because Le'Veon Bell, what happened to him? You know, he has not even on a team anymore. But Christian McCaffrey missed 90% of last year. Obviously Saquon Barkley did, Dak Prescott did, and there's other players that I didn't mention, but these were players who were on an absolute tear or did amazing the year before. It's like, how are these players going to rebound? And are you willing to take a chance on someone who missed some of the season? Like, let's say, Jeff, you have the number one pick. Are you taking a chance on Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley or even, dare I say, Kamara with their question at quarterback?
It's tough because I think they all have little nicks. You know, I don't think Derrick Henry is, I mean, you know, I'm forbidden contractually from drafting him. So, I mean, going first. Yeah. And I think the thing that people with McCaffrey, I mean, new quarterback as well. So, you know, changes the offense. People have left. Curtis Samuel's gone. I guess Dalvin Cook would probably, I think, would be the safest. He's had his nicks, but you got a nice handcuff there. You got pretty much the same regime there. You got Justin Jefferson providing some over-the-top relief. That's where I would probably, from a first overall pick, lean. I know he probably doesn't, I don't know. He probably does have the upside of those guys, so that's probably where I would go. I would go.
Oh, yeah. It's just confusing. Pressure. And I even mentioned, you know, like Austin Eckler was hurt last year, right? And not that he's a number one, not you draft number one, but just more players that keep getting hurt. What are you excited about this year, Jeff, in fantasy?
I think this is going to be the year of the best ball. I think last year, if you would have asked me going into last year, I would have been bummed that I was really only in like 3 season-long leagues. But I think this year, 3 season-long is good, but get me in 3 best ball leagues, baby. Let's go. Let's fly with this best ball. You know, I'm going to do some on my own, Will. You know, maybe we can review them live, go banter back and forth. Obviously, we will have our co-ownership live draft pod. That's what I'm excited for. I think what is interesting to me from a, I guess, big picture fantasy perspective is we're talking about running backs. I think, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was case study in why you don't draft rookies early, right? Going from college to the NFL is extremely difficult, but I see these ATN. It's very confusing. And then Najee Harris also being drafted, you know, pretty early. We're not talking first round because obviously the Chiefs, you know, the situation was the main driver. But I do see those players, they obviously are something where they can win you your league because you get, you know, if they end up being a top 10 running back, you get them in the third round, you know, that's a huge advantage on a week-to-week basis. Yeah, Mowgli going crazy. Amazon truck pulling up. So I'm you know, as we get into training camp and, you know, the tropes start flying about these rookies, I think you'll see them creep up even higher, which will be crazy.
So, I mean,
I wish I could do something about Mowgli, but he's downstairs.
That's okay. I just don't know what, but like, so Najee Harris is the one big one, I guess. I mean, I don't think anyone's really all up in arms about ATN. We'll get to the ADPs in a minute. But Najee Harris isn't really that crazy. He's 4th round right now. End of 4th, top of the 5th in a half PPR.
Well, on Fantasy Football Calculator, half PPR, he's above Josh Jacobs, Chris Carson, Miles Sanders, David Montgomery. Like, some of those aren't, you know, the best, but they're proven. And the Steelers' offensive line is going to be completely rebuilt.
When you're saying above, what does that mean?
He's the number 17 overall running back.
You're saying he's getting drafted later than them, is what you're saying.
No, he's being drafted before them. I apologize.
Where are you seeing this? Because I'm on Fantasy. This is where we're getting heated. I'm on Fantasy Football Calculator right now. Shout out to them.
Right now.
And it says not.
July 1st, 2020.
Oh, you're on rankings. I'm on ADP.
Oh, okay.
I'm going on where he's drafted. I'm not looking at. I'm looking at mock draft ADPs, Boyle. I'm not looking at half PPR rankings.
All right, let's see.
As he knows,
see where he's being drafted. Okay, well that's interesting. He's being ranked above them, but going after Myles Gaskin. So he's a 4th round pick.
Yeah, so that's another injured player, by the way, last year. Myles Gaskin. Yeah, he did good 2 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, or early last year. All right, so yeah, that's. I think best ball is where it's at. Obviously, we cannot speak to that enough. But that leads to the next part, because when we did our best ball draft, Jeffrey, we did it live on this pod with a moderator, if you will, a mediator, moderator, facilitator, Joe.
Color commentary.
Commentary. Helped us, you know, maybe guided us a little bit with some of our picks. Where are you leaning with this? The drafting, the live draft.
I'm all in. I mean, we're making it happen. Whenever you're able to be live, we will make it live. We will do it live. I liked Joe because he was knowledgeable. Not to say that I don't love having Scotty on the pod, but it was good to have another informed perspective who's listening to other podcasts than just this one. You know, we enjoy cross promotion across different platforms. So happy to promote other pods if they're willing to do the same. But love Joe's insights and perspective, and I love his ballsiness to be able to purchase a DJ Chark jersey if we won. Those were his exact words. Mm-hmm. If we win, and technically we did acquire currency, we won in theory. So Joe, come back to us with a picture of that black and what it's like a tealish DJ Chark jersey.
Maybe just waiting for it to go on clearance. You know, once he kind of fades out of the league, maybe we'll get a package in the mail in 2023. A DJ Chark jersey. Yeah, multiple best ball leagues. Who knows how high we will go with the buy-in? Maybe we'll do different tiers and all that stuff. I think we're not going to beat on it. We'll talk about it more when we actually do it. But for those who don't know, best ball, you don't ever have to set your team. That was the best part about it. Your players played. They automatically inserted who scored the best. You drafted a bunch of bench players just in case of injuries. Knock on wood, we did a great job avoiding the injury bug last year. And I think just it's the way to go, Jeff. And everyone will realize that. Let's do one more thing before we go on to these mock drafts. We didn't touch on it last week or 2 weeks ago. We were kind of getting there. The DK Sportsbook app. What brought this on to you? Because it's not legal where you are. It's not legal where I am. It is legal in Virginia. So if I wanted to drive 3 hours north to use it, I could. What kind of brought you interest into this?
Well, I was listening to I forget when it was. This was after the semifinals of the Champions League. And I was listening to a pod that was kind of giving a rundown of the game and giving their analysis. And they were sponsored by the DraftKings Sportsbook app in particular. Not DraftKings overall, but they were pushing the Sportsbook app. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wonder if it's like one of those betonline.ag, which I guess betting on in Germany or some other country.
Slovenia.
Slovenia, yeah. So I was like, oh, DraftKings, you know, found out later they may have some shady ties, but, you know, they're an unofficial, official sponsor of the pod. So we'll check it out. And I downloaded it and I was like, okay, I want to see if I can somehow scam my way into betting on the Champions League final. I went, and it's nice because they actually, you can use your money that's in your DraftKings regular account, in your DraftKings Sportsbook account. Not that I was able to actually place any wagers, but I think the last time we spoke about it, just like it's very clean user interface. You could create your own, parlays, which I thought was awesome because I never know when I go to Vegas, like how to initiate a parlay. And I always think the people there are going to be like, what are you talking about? So even though they probably will know what I'm talking about, I just, you know, if I want a David Villa stunner and then I want Barcelona to win the game, I mean, I don't know if they're going to understand what I'm talking about or give me the right odds. So I liked that aspect of the sports book. And then I immediately was like, okay, California, when are we legalizing sports gambling? And it's like, oh, it's up in 2022 to potentially be voted on. And I was like, oh, all right, we got a while to go. But like you said, Virginia, make the trip if necessary.
Yeah, and I think the strangest thing is in Vegas, it's still not legal, which is weird. But I guess it's because they have a monopoly on.
Yeah,
you can do it everywhere else, just not on your phone, which I guess makes sense. Moving on, Jeff. 0.5 PPR mock drafts. Some analysis here, and in fact, some intrigue later on with what you, the third one. I don't even know who you're talking about there, but we'll get there because there's a lot of those last names. We'll get to a little tease. So when I was looking at Fantasy Football Calculator, I'm looking at the mock drafts in the last month, 12-team, 0.5 PPR. Some of the stuff that I have seen, Jeff, and we have been Diggs dudes for years. I have been a Diggs dude for years and years and years, always drafting him in the ship even though I'm always losing. I can never seem to shake him. And last year, he finally came out on top as, you know, top three wide receiver in the game. And now he is going in the late first round or the early second round. That, my friend, is a tough pill to swallow. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, his game is finally being recognized. I was listening to the CBS Fantasy Pod the other day, and they were having a debate between Diggs, Tyreek Hill, and Davante Adams on who should be the number one overall. And there's actually a lot of advanced metrics that say that Stephon Diggs, like we always talked about, I think we said these exact words on our best ball draft. He has a high ceiling and a high floor. Whereas someone like Tyreek Hill has a monster ceiling and can literally score 0 points in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs never did that. He was very consistent. He had a couple blow-up games. I mean, he pretty much won us.
He won us. Our best ball league. Won us our league, yes.
With the comeback of the century. It is interesting to think about where he is going, because I don't think he's overvalued necessarily. So I think he's kind of right there, or maybe being a little bit overdrafted. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough pill.
He's a Diggs dude.
We're going to tease it, but who's going to be our next Diggs dude? We'll get there in a little bit. Antonio Gibson also being drafted super high now, right after him, early second round, middle second round. And it was kind of like a tease earlier when I said, you know, what are we thinking about injuries and all this stuff? But the first round, nine so far in the mock drafts, 9 straight picks are running backs. And it's McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Saquon, Kamara, Zeke, Chubb, Jonathan Taylor, Aaron Jones. By the way, Marlon Mack coming back. And then Aaron Jones. So that's the first 9 picks. Yep. Any kind of thoughts on those players? And then the reason I wrote is because the running backs going after them in like the 3rd and 4th rounds are Josh Jacobs, Myles Gaskin, Mostert, Melvin Gordon, Mike Davis. Mostert really the only one that has like other running backs to worry about in the backfield. So what are your thoughts on those players? John Taylor is kind of one that sticks out to me. Other than that, I mean, just running back heavy, because we've seen the running back doldrums, Jeff.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, personally, I would probably move to your point. I would slot in my first wide receiver, which if Rodgers is still in Green Bay, is probably Davante Adams, right above Taylor, kind of right behind Zeke, if you will. So that, you know, I think that's a good place for the, but I would also have Chubb higher as well. I would have Chubb before Taylor. So I would probably go Zeke, Chubb, and then Davante Adams, and then maybe DeAndre Hopkins, and then Diggs, and then Tyreek for me. You know, Aaron Jones and Jonathan Taylor is an interesting candidate. I mean, you mentioned Marlon Mack coming back. They're a team with a new look, a new quarterback. He was actually, when he was fully healthy, was very good. First round level, I don't know. But you even have someone like Cam Akers almost making it to the first round. So I think it just speaks to, once you get into the doldrums, it is very doldrumy. And so if you can lock up any stability in any sort of decent situation, you got to do that.
Yeah. You don't want to be caught. I mean, that's what we did. I mean, God, keep bringing back to best ball. We secured our 3 running backs and didn't look back. We were like, we're taking Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, and Chris Carson. We went against the grain, and it worked. You don't want to be looking for your first running back, and you're choosing between Myles Gaskin and Raheem Mostert, I guess, as your number one. The 0 RB, not looking great. Late quarterbacks.
Yeah. Late people are talking a lot, sorry, just to hit on that, about modified 0 RB.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Which is essentially you draft one elite running back, and then you go just wide receiver, tight end crazy for the next like 5 rounds. So you're still picking those bottom of the barrel guys later on to like piece RB2 together. But a lot of people are saying that's the way of the future.
I think that's tough though, because that depends where you're drafting. Like if you're drafting number one overall, and you're gonna say I'm drafting McCaffrey. And then four picks,
where you're
going to draft running backs and tight ends. And then by the time you get to your next running back, you're going to be like pick 70, you know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah.
I guess that point, I think choosing... if you're in that middle of the first round and you take Kamara, if you get Kamara or if you get Dalvin Cook or something like that, and you're like, all right, I'm good, and I'm going to be getting a pick every 10 turns. I'll be able to kind of, you know, pick and choose if I want to do that wide receiver strategy or not. But having the first pick kind of sucks. Like, I don't know. It's cool and all, and I had it last year, and it sucked for me just because, of course, McCaffrey got hurt. But just waiting literally 20 minutes before your picks is very painful.
Yeah, it's nice, especially when you have a keeper. Who'd you keep last year again?
Chubb.
Yeah, so you started with McCaffrey and Chubb. I mean, you're licking your lips at that point, William. Just loving your team. I also had Barkley and Eckler, so we were
we're
sitting pretty. Come week four, it's like, oh no, actually you've been slaughtered by this.
Yeah, exactly right.
See you later.
How are you feeling about these quarterbacks that are going late? Obviously, everyone loves Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. You can even go Justin Herbert if you want, and you know, the more elite ones. But Matthew Stafford going in the eighth round, Matt Ryan in the ninth round. I don't know why I wrote Carson Wentz, but whatever. Baker Mayfield in the 11th round, and Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, the fantasy kind of like, if you want to say garbage time or not, I mean, this dude had a great year last year in terms of fantasy production. In the 12th round for Kirk Cousins. Where do you see yourself going on quarterbacks? I feel like we tinker with this every year. It's always, I'm going to wait. And then the person with Mahomes naturally wins the league.
Well, yeah, when you're in a two-quarterback league, it's a little different. I am a fan of the late round. I mean, Stafford there, I mean, that's who I picked in the 10th last year. He's now in the 8th, obviously in a different and better situation. Matt Ryan is intriguing in 9th. I think you'd love someone with a little bit of running upside, but all those guys are going early. You know, we got Tannehill in the 9th as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little skeptical of this fantasy football calculator overall prospect.
Oh, here we go.
They have Tebow being drafted in the 12th, so definitely being cut in the next couple weeks here if he hasn't already. Late round, that's the way to go. I get it. You're not going to get the huge numbers of Mahomes, but it's just the value above replacement is not there for quarterbacks. And, you know, every year, there's always one or two of these guys that sneak into the top 10. And even, you know, someone like Ryan, you know, they finished number 2 overall a couple of years ago. So that's where I would look. You know, you get maybe 2 of these guys. You maybe only get 1, and then you can go see how Tua does over the rest of the year. Or there's always Fitzmagic that you can go back to. I think depending on your league size can really determine late round QB. If, you know, you're in a shallower league, I think late round is the way to go because you'll definitely be able to find replacement on the wire.
Tannehill's interesting.
Tannehill. Yeah.
The first year with, you know, the new
Julio,
toys.
AJ Brown, Derrick Henry, just play action all day. Little bit of
I can see taking a risk on him and then pairing him with Cousins or
his,
Matt. Maybe
his
Matt Ryan.
Ceiling is probably not that high, but yeah. You know, you have to think his week to week floor is at least, you know, 15 points. So
yeah, and sometimes that's the difference in a week because you don't want your quarterback getting you 7 points. Like that's just spelling disaster. Unless of course they're part of the Chargers, who are going to be the number 21 ranked fantasy team anyway. So, you know, Justin Herbert's going to be getting 7-point games, apparently. Jeff, you brought up some nicknames in this next section of the pod. So number 3, the third one on there, I don't know. There's a lot of players with that name. So what are your thoughts on this? Is this who we're going to be targeting, possibly a little tease, as far as like a best ball co-ownership or even just our thoughts, like who are we buying all in on this season?
Yeah, I think it's someone, if I were to distill Diggs dude into a philosophy, right? It's someone who's not getting the proper respect. It's not a sleeper, but it's someone that we believe in the talent, that's poised for the breakout, it's being disrespected, if you will. So I came up with a couple names. I'll just throw them by you. It doesn't have to be a wide receiver, but I only threw one running back on there. First one, I don't know if this one qualifies. I'm checking the fantasy football calculator right now because I think he's being drafted in the third round. I think Diggs last year was in the fourth. Yeah. So maybe he's already a little too high. I had the Keenan Kids referencing Keenan Allen. He's going right now, top of the third round, right around 30th overall. May not fit, but do think he's perpetually underrated. Love him in a half PPR. He's always consistent. Potential for some nicking up, but I think that second year with Herbert, the chemistry is building. The must and Hunter Henry's gone, right? So those targets gotta go somewhere. All right, second one, not in order that I listed. Will the Jacobs Jamokes, Josh Jacobs, also, and this is probably just the running back aspect of it going in the third, right around the Keenan Allen area. I mean, this guy, he was a first-round pick last year. He was the number, five overall running back his rookie year, I want to say, or at least a running back one. The talent's there. Obviously, people are scared off by Kenyon Drake being there. But, yeah, I mean, that guy is a third down specialist. So maybe, you know, in my mind, Jacobs is like maybe a cheaper version of Derrick Henry, like, he has those similar types of skills. He's a big guy. He's a bruiser. He's got the touchdown upside of whatever the Raiders will be. But I was struggling with Diggs. Dude just rolled off the tongue, and it was it was a moniker that we could be proud of. The Jacobs Jamokes. I don't know if we can be proud of that, but I like it because we are kind of a bunch of pod bozos, if you will.
I have one. I don't know if you want me to, and it's one that I think is so good that we'll be able to pair with a Jacob Jamoke because of where this person is being drafted, or even part of the Keenan's Kids. Now I understand we do want to kind of plant our seed into one. We don't want to be a double planter, because then we're just, you know, one's good, one's bad. We can just say we picked a good one. We got to go all in on one. And I know you like this person. I believe we talked about him two weeks ago. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2021 fantasy football, let it be known, let it be said, that I, myself, am thirsty for Thielen.
Ooh, I love it. Let's go.
The former Diggs Dude teammate, thirsty for Thielen. He's coming back. He's going to be hot this year. He's going to be so hot. Justin Jefferson, do what you got to do. I have faith in you as well. But it has been said. It is a proclamation on this pod, the All the Feels Fantasy Podcast. I am thirsty for Thielen in the fifth round.
Okay, what about this for Thielen? Just brainstorming here, spitballing. The Thielen thoughts.
Like, oh,
that's what the kids are saying, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
THOTs.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I know that the TH was tough. That's why it took me a little minute. The Thielen thoughts. The Thielen thoughties. I don't know. Whatever. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you're already kind of like, you're kind of with me a little bit.
I am. I like that one. It to our criteria we laid out for Diggs, dude, he's a fourth round pick right now. Definitely being overlooked. He does have some injury concerns, but if he stays healthy, you know, he's not seeing the top cornerbacks anymore. He's got that Justin Jefferson taking that for him. He's got the good running back, and he's got Cousins to dump it off to him and compile stats. So, Thielen thoughts.
What I want to compare him. You know, I really feel like him and Diggs are very similar. And I think that's why it was good they went on separate teams. Diggs and Thielen are very, 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 very good route runners. That's just kind of like the way they are. They both still can go deep, but they both can take a slant, you know, and just take it all the way if they need to. They're very good with the ball in their hands and just getting open and catching it in tight coverage. And I think, you know, the ceilings and floors are very similar, I think. When Thielen's healthy, I mean, especially in a half PPR, oh my God. It's getting you eight catches at least. you know, whether or not they're for a lot or not. Because Diggs would do that. Diggs would get you 8 catches for 50 yards if he had to, which isn't great, but if you're getting those points per catch or whatever, it's great. Yeah. So, Thielen thoughts. Love it. Now, I like that we went with that one, but Jeff, you still have a couple more, and I just want to know the C one. Or, well, you have two C ones. There is the third one you listed. Who is this referencing?
This is Brandon Cooks.
Oh, my God. What? Is he still on the Texans?
Oh, yeah. He's, okay. Like, the only notable receiver on the Texans. So, this is playing off a... Like a Robbie Anderson or what's that guy who was on the Jets who was always catching balls.
Crowder, Jameson Crowder.
Yeah, this is like a Jameson Crowder kind of play. So I'm trying to pull up where he's being drafted. He actually might be too high for this moniker. But
no way. There's no way. He's
being drafted in the eighth round.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like third round. I was like, no way.
No. Eighth round. I mean, you're down here. You're
because no one's drafted any Texans.
Interesting names. Yeah, and to that point, I mean, the Deshaun Watson, as those things progress, he's probably just going to keep getting pushed down, and he's kind of later in his career, taking a lot of hits, you know, a lot of concussions. One more, and he's probably done. But I mean, the Cooks, they can come back.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't want to plant my seed in Brandon Cooks, but what I'll do is, I mean, if you're, especially in really any league, why not? I mean, if you're eighth round pick, the unquestioned number one wide receiver on a team that's going to be really terrible, who does have some skill and can't even name their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, come on. Tyrod can sling it.
As long as the doctors stay away from him, he might be able to play a couple games this year.
Yeah.
That was a joke because he got stabbed in the heart or whatever. What did he get? He got stabbed in the lungs.
Of course. Yeah. He got you know, poked by a big needle.
But, I mean, I'm liking some of these. Like, the other one you listed was the Chark Chads.
Yeah.
Is that like a play on, like, the Karens? Like, I don't know. What's a Chark Chad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like a Chad. Have you heard that? This is with the kids. I mean, we'll reference Scotty, see if he gets us like his 22-year-old insights. But like a Chad, you have real Chad energy. It's like you're kind of just like a machismo. You know, you think you're the best. You know, you probably wear a lot of Skin Industries and have a lifted truck. And you listen to a lot of Puddle of Mud and.
Nothing wrong with that. Wait a minute. Nothing wrong with the Puddle of Mud. Come on, dude. I'm blurry.
P-O-M.
Yeah. Why are things so blurry? So let's. I want a stake. We will make a stake at some point in the future about who we're gonna go. Obviously, I don't want to do it yet. We'll do it as it gets closer to fantasy, just because injuries play a part in all that, and we gotta make a decision on our own. And of course, we'll crunch the numbers. Of course, crunch the numbers. Look at the mocks. See how we are feeling personally on with some of these players, but. I like the thoughts. I like the thoughts of the thoughts that we are having. And this is why as a team, you know, hey, individually, we may not be so hot on a winning streak lately. All right? I can admit that.
Yep.
But, you know, as a team, we crushed it. First season, and that gives us the bona fides that we need to keep this podcast going, to keep giving you the advice, you, the listener, need. And that's why we get up in the morning and do this pod, Jeff. Well, I get up in the afternoon
for the people. I'm up quite early.
Yeah, you're up early every day. That's why peeping the Instagram stories, the Snapchats at 6 in the morning on your side, you know, got your coffee, I think. I don't even know what you drink to get up. Maybe a Red Bull. But you're up. You got the wifey, of course. You got the kids just keeping you up. You got Mowgli, it sounds like, who's the loudest one of them all.
That is factual.
But you do it for us. You do it for the friends and the families. And you know what? It's July. Let's have ourselves a good. Let's have ourselves a good 4th of July weekend. I'm not doing anything because I don't do anything fun. But Jeff's going to have all the kids. He's going to go to the barbecues at the Armaz, apparently. Who knows what's going to happen, Jeff? Any other lasting thoughts, Jeff, before we separate and send Jose this, you know, just another pod for him?
I was going to say, tying it back to, I don't know if it was the last pot. I think it was the last pot. We talked about seltzers. We had a hot seltzer talk. I couldn't pull the trigger on the Mike's Hard Seltzer because they had two different kinds. I don't know if you've seen this or tasted them. There was like, I don't know if it was a tea or a punch, and then they had kind of the normal version.
Oh.
So I just...
Don't have that quite the selection over here that you do, apparently.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll leave that until the distribution networks get up and running out to the old Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm not sure what... Yeah, I think... people... The White Claws and all these companies are doing teas now, which I think is super weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hard tea.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry that kind of fell through, but it's okay. Also, apparently there's a seltzer called Ashland Seltzer. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
All on it. Love the Ashland.
Oh, that's the one that Adam Devine and Blake from Workaholics, they own part of that.
Yeah, so does Jared Goff and Eric Costin.
Oh, geez. Wow. So a lot of people love that seltzer, huh?
Yeah. It's out of San Diego. So
definitely got to try that out.
St. Archer guys invested in it.
And they got all these okay. That makes sense. Jeff, good pod. Gucci, good pod. Did you hear Mowgli? I think he did. Gucci's about to ready to go outside. Feed him a little bit. Happy July. ATF Fantasy on Twitter. Guys, hit us up. Like, come on. I know you're listening. I see the downloads. Someone's listening. allthefieldsfantasy@gmail.com. Please hit us up. We'll, power rankings, mock drafts, all this stuff. We're here for you. We're here for the community. And we'll be back, hopefully, next week. Peace.
Peace.